Fidel Castro to return to power. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Cuban President Fidel Castro may return to power within a few weeks. He is currently in hospital following last week's intestinal surgery, which forced him to hand over the presidential reins to his younger brother Raúl. It is the first time in 47 years Castro has ceded power and was a move that fueled great speculation among Cuban exiles that it marked the beginning of the end for the communist regime. Details of President Castro's operation and his general health are being kept a closely guarded secret to prevent rumor mongers and Cuba's enemies from making political capital of them. The U.S. was quick to fan the embers of change. American Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice urged the Cuban people to push for democracy and said, "The United States wants to be a partner and a friend to the Cuban people as they move through this period of difficulty and as they move ahead." Cuba's Vice President Carlos Lage stated, "Fidel's going to be around for another 80 years." Lage added that Castro's return would expose a White House policy of lies behind speculation that he would be forever incapacitated. Get well wishes have been pouring in from across South America. In a televised address, Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, a close Castro ally, gave an optimistic assessment of the president's health. "This morning I learnt that he's talking more than he should, because he talks a lot, you know," Mr. Chavez said. "We have reliable information of your quick and notable recuperation," he added. Colombia's largest rebel group, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, expressed its solidarity with Castro. "We hope you'll recover in the shortest time possible," it said in a statement. Fidel Castro is one of the world's longest ruling leaders and has outlasted 9 U.S. presidents.